Imagine that across the world right now, people are opening doors and stepping through them. I think of doorways as a little bit like a marker that identifies one experience of life and a different experience. Kind of like one way of knowing myself and a new experience of my life. Because I don't know about you, but before I enter a coffee shop, I have a different experience of the world than after I've stepped inside. It depends on what's happening out in the street, out in the world, in my mind, and then what's happening inside the coffee shop itself. Now, the pandemic has completely changed my experience with coffee shops, but I remember that experience when the coffee shop was bustling and active. And I'm sure that we all remember the experience of going to a coffee shop or the market or a grocery store before the pandemic and what it's like right now. Even though the pandemic has changed these experiences, it's also created more opportunities for connections across the world. After all, we have the internet. Lucy Day and I shared our conversation while we sat on opposite sides of the world. It was 8 a.m. in Maine and 8 p.m. in Singapore. Now, Lucy Day is really cool. But there's one important reason why this pearl is featured in the promotional peaks for Here's Hoping. And it's because it's the reason for the name of this podcast. Here's hoping you enjoy this little pearl. I have coffee with me because a third of my blood is actually caffeine. And it's the beginning of my day and the end of your day. How you doing?
I have decaf tea.
Ah, mazel tov. Cheers. I want to know about your website, We Love Translations. I just think that's so fantastically and so gloriously nerdy. It's about the sexiest thing I've ever heard. So speak to me, oh apparition of goodness.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction. I have a blog called Some People Juggle Geese, which is a collection of somewhat unrelated things that I'm interested in. And I was noticing that the page of this blog that got the most attention from Google was a page about the different English translations of The Count of Monte Cristo. And so I said, okay, I can do more posts about English translations of world literature. And so I created another website called We Love Translations, which brings together my love of books and my love of languages. And so I pulled out all the things that I'd written about books originally not written in English, and some posts about words and other languages and other cultures, and put them together on that website in a much more thematically focused collection than what was on my previous blog. And I'm hoping to expand the content as I explore other books which have been translated into English multiple times.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. And it's interesting that the spot on your website, Some People Juggle Geese, which is how you and I met, in fact.
Yes.
Which is just...
It is.
Oh, that fills me with so much glee. And you and I saw each other from across the world, and we were like, hey, you're cool. And in fact, the name of this podcast, Here's Hoping, was inspired by you. So like a massive shout out to Lucy Day, who I have discovered that I harbor a lot of love for you in my heart now. And I'm just one of those transparent, passionate people. And I have so enjoyed having this cup of coffee with you today. God, can we do this again?
We can.
Okay, good.
Anytime that we're both awake.
Anytime that we're both awake.
It's a bit tricky.
Yeah, it is. It is. But even though we're on the opposite sides of the world, I feel like I have known you for quite a while, and I'm so glad to have finally been reunited with this this, you know, mysterious person that I didn't know I was missing.
Thank you. So, I really feel like I have made a friend.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for joining me at Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop. I'm your host, Catherine Gabriel Jones. Be sure you hit follow or subscribe on whichever podcast platform you happen to be listening on. Here's hoping that you find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Just click on the links in the show notes. Following Here's Hoping is the easiest way for updates and news as we get closer to the June launch day. That's right around solstice. Summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, winter solstice in the Southern Hemisphere. I am always eager to meet folks at my imaginary coffee shop. If you're interested in having a conversation with me, please send an email to hereshoping@gabrieljonescoaching.com. Music for Here's Hoping has been composed and produced by Seth Jones. I will leave you with a quote from the show Firefly that seems apropos. I've adjusted it a little bit. Sanguine means hopeful. Plus, point of interest, it also means bloody. And that pretty much covers all the options, don't it? Here's hoping that your path is safe along your way. Here's hoping. See you next time.